Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here. Butler. The guest interview on the show today is Andy Hilfiger. Andy Hilfiger is the brother of makeup fashion designer Tommy Hilfiger. Welcome to the show, Andy. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. I'm glad you agreed to come on to the show. Mr. Dale Tolliver,
yes.
The one who connected us. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, he is. All right. Yeah, great guitar. Great person.
Yeah, we grew up in upstate New York together, and I'm a bass player, and Dale used to watch my band, and I used to watch his bands, and he's a lead guitar player that's really, really good. So, you know, it all comes from music.
I interviewed Dale Tolliver, yeah. Okay, so the more I read about you, the more I've been studying up on you, I've realized you have accomplished something rather unique in your career. I mean, it's an international concept. I mean, you branded music and fashion. And to me, that's unique because you did it with celebrity.
Yeah, no.
How did you come up with this concept of forming?
Well, I'm one of nine kids, and growing up in upstate New York, there wasn't a lot to do. So, you know, Tommy started a little boutique with a couple friends in the 60s, you know, just used clothes in a little basement store. And in the part of the basement, we started a band, a rock band with my brother Billy and I. So we always were into music and fashion. And fast forward to about 90. Tommy Hilfiger brand was out and happening. And my music career wasn't really taking off, like, you know, enough to really support me, so I went to work for Tommy, but my job was to dress celebrities and musicians, and this was kind of a new thing in the fashion business.
Yes.
So I started going to video shoots with Tommy's clothes and started dressing people for their videos and for their, you know, their bands and celebrity. I took Iman to the warehouse the day after she did the Michael Jackson video. I went to Mick Jagger's apartment and dropped off clothes, and just started dressing a lot of people in Tommy clothes. And a lot of the people I was dressing meaning giving them clothes and picking out stuff for them, styling, some of the people would be like, well, I want to do my own line, my own fashion line. So I helped out a lot of my musician buddies and a lot of hip-hop kids, and I helped Puffy, I helped Russell Simmons, I helped Damon Dash start, you know, with Jay-Z's line back at Rock-A-Ware. I've just helped a lot of people. And, you know, Puffy came to Tommy and I and was like, hey, listen, you know, I want to do my own line. And we were like, well, why don't we do something together? And Puff was basically like, no, I want to do my own line, like Calvin Klein or Tommy Hilfiger. I want to do my own. So we introduced him to our lawyer, who introduced him to his manufacturers. So then a couple years later, it was like, wow, Puffy has a huge business. Why didn't we do it? So I signed Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, I signed Jennifer when she just came out with her On the Six album, and she had a hot video, and she was just in a hot movie. And honestly, half the people I was dealing with had no idea who she was. You know, the lawyers, everybody that I was dealing with. And I was like, no, you don't understand. This woman is going to be, you know, the next Madonna, so to speak.
Yes.
So I signed Jennifer in 2000, and when I was selling the line to the stores, it was 9/11. I remember, you know, that week of 9/11, we were showing the line. But my point is I started doing lines for different musicians and celebrities based on my styling and product placement at Tommy Hilfiger Company. So I left Hilfiger and started my own company called Sweet Face Fashion, and that's when I signed Jennifer. And that was the first one I did. And, you know, I have a whole list of people that I've styled and dressed for Hilfiger. One in particular was Tommy and I went to Hong Kong to work on the clothing. When I first started, really, it was my first trip overseas. And on the way home, we went through L.A. because it's a quicker way back from Asia. You go L.A., then take the red eye. Well, we were waiting in the JFK airport in New York, like 6 in the morning, and I saw this group of guys, and they all had Tommy and Polo and all this, you know, cool stuff on. And I was like, Tommy, that's Grand Puba and the Brand Nubians. This group that I knew about.
Okay.
And I said, they're the ones that are saying Hilfiger in one of their songs. Tommy's like, really? Let's go talk to them. So we went over. This was at 6 in the morning after flying all night from L.A.
Okay.
And we invited them up to the showroom and decked them out for their whole tour and the whole thing. And then I don't know if it was a year or two, a year later, we were at the Grammys, at the Atlantic Record Party for the Grammy Awards, and I saw Snoop Dogg, and he just had come out with, you know, one song or something, but I knew, I've always been hip on what's happening with music, even hip-hop, rock and roll, soul, whatever
it is. Yeah, because you have all those bands. You've had different bands throughout the years, yes.
Yeah, but I also, pop culture, I mean, I knew, you know, I knew it was happening, and I knew, like, Snoop was the new guy, and he was in from California. But I said, Tommy, that's Snoop Doggy Dogg. He's going to be the biggest rapper in the world. He's like, really? And so I walked over to Snoop, and I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm Andy Hilfiger. Tommy's there. You know, we have a great line. And he was like, yeah, I know about your clothes. So we invited him to the showroom. He came up with his whole dog pound. And the whole dog pound came. And we gave them tons of suits and clothes, beautiful stuff. And then they left. And I was like, well, next time you're in town, let me know, you know. I was like, yeah, definitely. So, like, a couple weeks later, it was a Friday, and he called me. And it was like, hey, Andy, it's Snoop. I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, I need some more clothes. I'm going on Saturday Night Live. I said, oh, cool. Okay. Come on up. He said, I can't because I'm rehearsing at Saturday Night Live. But, you know, can you meet me at my hotel tonight? I said, yeah. What time? He's like, about midnight.
So I'm like, all right.
So I go home, then I came back to the office to get clothes. I went to the Hotel Maclo to meet Snoop in the dog pound, and I gave him all these beautiful rugbies and all this cool gear. And when I was leaving the room, when I was leaving, Snoop was like, yo, Andy, I'm going to rock this on TV. I'm like, that's cool, thanks, you know, because it was promotion.
Okay.
Sure enough, the next night, Snoop came out rocking our gear. So this whole product placement, and then I got Snoop a clothing line of his own maybe 3 or 4 years later.
Okay.
So there's a lot of stories.
Yeah, I was looking at your website, AndyHilfiger.com, and it has a timeline on your website of everything pretty much that you did, you know, that's really been prominent in your career, and some of even the birth of your first child and your second child and your marriage, and I think that's beautiful, the timeline that you have on your website.
Oh, I appreciate that.
When I was looking,
that's good you look, because we're taking that down, because I'm putting up more of a business site, you know.
More of a business site, okay. Yes, well, I like that one. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I know, but it's been up for years, and it's just kind of dated, so I'm putting up a new site.
All right, okay, I understand that business. Okay, you are multi-talented, and of course, your brother, Mr. Tommy Hilfiger, is mega, but in your own right, you are very successful and talented. You've worked with Steve Tyler of Aerosmith, and I was looking at the time I saw Nicki Minaj's name. You know, I'm like, wow, you know, he's huge.
Well, what happened
is
Kmart signed Nicki Minaj to do a line, and they started working on it and everything. And, you know, I have the experience working with celebrity lines, and they were kind of doing it the old-fashioned way, like just a normal clothing line with, I don't know. So they hired me to launch her line. So what I did is I met with Nicki a few times, showed her the whole plan, picked out the fixtures in the shop and the whole look of the thing, and we launched Nicki Minaj's line. So now it's in, I don't know, 200 or 300 stores.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, Nikki's pretty busy, so she hasn't been that involved lately, and I haven't been as involved as I was, because before, about a year and a half ago, I was really working on Nicki Minaj 40 hours a week.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but I also did a line with my own name, which is Andrew Charles. That's my real name,
yes.
Andrew Charles Hilfiger. Yes. I couldn't use Hilfiger, of course, because of the Tommy brand, but
you're creative director, and that's your company, okay.
Yeah, so I launched Andrew Charles, but I needed a spokesperson for the brand, and it was right when Steven Tyler from Aerosmith was going to be on Idol. So I knew him a little bit, but I'm friends with his manager. And so we did a deal, and Steven loved what, you know, we were doing. But the business never really took off like it should have. I think we went too big too fast and a lot of lessons learned, but it was sure fun doing a line with Steven Tyler. I mean, I had him in the windows at Macy's in 34th Street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I needed a female model because, you know, Steven's the guy, even though he wore women's clothes. He wouldn't wear the men's jeans.
All right.
He said, what about my daughter? I'm like, oh, I can't afford Liv Tyler. I mean, come on. And he's like, no. I have a daughter that's a model, and she's like 23, 24. I'm like, who? He's like, Chelsea. So I looked her up, and I'm like, perfect, I'll use Chelsea. I love her. She's great. So then I used his daughter, Chelsea, to be a model. And then I hired Mia, his other daughter, who was a plus-size model, but now She's more of a artist.
Okay.
So it was a whole Tyler family thing, and we had a good couple seasons together.
Okay. You also saw some photos of Mr. Quincy Jones.
Oh, that's a whole nother story and a big part of my life.
Yes,
okay, so I told you about Puffy coming up. Saying I want to do what you're doing.
Okay.
And he sure did what we were doing. And the guy really had a vision and went for it and made it happen. Well, Puffy used to work for Andre Harrell. Andre was Uptown Records, and he had Jodeci and Heavy D and Craig Mack and Mary J. Blige. Andre called me up and said, Andy, I want you to meet Kidada Jones. She's a stylist. She's dressing all our artists. It's Quincy's daughter. I'm like, cool.
Oh.
And by the way, she loves, Hilfiger. I'm like, cool, cool. So that night, I went out with Andre, and I think Puff was there, but it was Kidada and her sister Rashida. And we hung out and everything. And then Kidada came up the next day and was getting clothes for video shoots and stuff like that, because that's what she was doing. But she said, Andy, if I was in New York, because she's from L.A., if I was in New York and working with you, we could dress everybody in pop culture.
Oh.
So I called Tommy. I'm like, look it. Quincy's daughter, Kidada, who's an amazing stylist and a model herself, wants to work with us and dress everybody. And Tommy was like, that's cool. So I hired Kidada.
That's cool. Okay. That seems to be Mr. Tommy Hill's biggest favorite words. That's cool.
No, Tommy's like, yeah, no, that's cool. And, so Kidada started working for us, and I'm not kidding. Like, she would style the shoots, and, her and I got – Kidada and I really did the whole Aaliyah thing, the whole look, bless Aaliyah's heart. But we did that whole look. But I'm in the office, and, I'm getting calls like, hey – Bobby Brown's on the phone. He wants Kidada to dress him for this. Or who was it? Michael Jackson. Kidada did the shoot for Vibe magazine with Michael Jackson. And this one's on the phone. And I was just like, I couldn't believe it.
You couldn't believe it.
And then Kidada, because when I got into that, I wasn't really doing a lot of my own music at that point. I was just really working in the clothing business, but the music side of it, I guess.
Okay.
And Kidada came to me one day and said, look it, you're a musician. You know all the musicians in New York. You know the bands. You know this and you know that. My father has his record company. Why don't we help him out? So I said, really?
Oh.
Help Quincy Jones out? Like, are you kidding? He's like, no. She's like, no, no, no. He has an artist, Tamia, we could work with. He has Tevin Campbell. He has this, that, and the other. So I met Quincy, and we started talking about, music. And
okay.
I was basically, dressing a lot of the artists, but I also released some stuff on his label, and, we were working in that together. So I took the advertising for Tommy Jeans, and I used an artist in the ads that we had signed to Quincy's label.
Now, you're responsible for the hugely successful Tommy Jeans at your brother's. Am I right? You are going to get
credit
for that. Okay.
I mean, to be honest with you, yes, that was me and my vision and my hand in it. But you can't make anything happen if you don't have a good team.
That's right.
And
okay.
The designers were great. The salespeople were great. The business was organized. We had the right distribution. You know, I would never say it was all me, but I really, okay. I really had a huge, and so did Kadada. I mean, Kadada and I made Tommy Jeans happen big time with that Aaliyah ad and the whole. Then we did Usher and a bunch of other people. I mean, Tommy Jeans. Yeah, but never say it was. I would never say it's all me. I mean, you know, there's great accountants. There's great. You know, it takes a whole team to make it happen.
Yes, yes, it does. Yes, it does. You did a fundraiser for multiple sclerosis or MS. Can I ask why that particular fundraiser?
Well, honestly, I can't take credit for that because that was
you
really...
You helped do a fundraiser.
Oh, no, I helped and worked on it. I still do. I'm still helping that whole thing. The Race to Erase MS. But Tommy, you know, like I said, I'm one of nine children, and my sister Susie, who's a year younger than Tommy, and they're 10 and 11 years older than me. Oh. Susie's had MS, my sister, for 30 years. And Tommy has been instrumental in helping find, you know, different people to help out with the new medicines and this and that. So Tommy took his sponsorship and money and sponsored Race to Erase MS, the biggest MS fundraiser, and every year would do fashion shows and fundraisers. And so we've been doing that. We did it for 15 years officially. And this year, actually, they're honoring Tommy himself at the Race to Erase MS, but my sister unfortunately can't go because she can't, she's in a rehab now, she can't even get out of a wheelchair. I mean,
I understand.
So
I have a close relative that has a very close relative who has that. They're doing okay now, but they're like only in their teens, so
Well, you know, there's a lot of new ways in medicine and that than there was when Susie, my sister Susie, started with it. Now there's a lot. They've done a lot with MS.
Yes, they have.
But Susie's had it for, you know, since the early 80s.
Yeah.
So it's been tough, and Tommy really supports that cause. And there's other causes that we've supported as a brand. And another one is the Fresh Air Fund, which sends underprivileged children to camp. So Hilfiger Foundation, and I'm not taking credit for this either, I'm just telling you about it.
Okay. All right.
Hilfiger Foundation built a campsite. There's Camp Mariah, like Mariah Carey, but there's also Camp Tommy. And they send kids to camp who can't, you know, afford it and stuff like that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's a good one. And
both of them are.
Actually, there's the third one that's been on the rise for about 5 years or more, but it's autism, and Tommy is on the board of Autism Speaks.
Okay.
And he has, you know, autistic children, or, you know, so.
I have a close relative that has that too.
Yeah. So he's, you know, Tommy Hilfiger Company and Tommy himself are very, you know, give back charitable people.
Yes. Autism and multiple sclerosis. Matter of fact, it's a sibling. In both cases, it's a sibling. Okay, but I'm not going to say it because they're a teenager and they think they're the world, so I'm not going to do that. He's trying to be a ladies' man. Don't want to spoil his image. Okay, so I noticed when you were talking about Mr. Quincy Jones, you brought up Kevin. That's Kevin Campbell, right?
Yeah, but, you know, we were going to do the new Tevin record, and we met with him because we were going to do his imaging. And we didn't really work with Tevin as much as we worked with Tamia. Tamia was another singer.
Okay.
Actually, Tamia's song was the song in my wedding. And all the Quincy Jones people came to my wedding. And we're like close friends for years.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
But what was your question?
My question was about Tevin. Did you say Tevin or Kevin?
Tevin. Remember
okay.
Tevin Campbell?
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
He had like 10 million sold or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. I had a cousin back
then.
It
was him, yeah.
A 90 who was really really crazy about him. She named her son.
Yeah,
first
he was a big, big star.
Heartthrob for her. Okay, so you did a lot. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
and your family and your team of people, and you've had just wonderful blessings, you know, and you've met a lot of famous people, and you're famous yourself. Your brother, Mr. Tommy Hilfiger, is mega, I mean, huge in fashion. And, you know, you've started a lot of your own businesses and been very, very successful on your own, you know.
Thank you.
So, my question would be...
Nothing's easy, though. I mean, you know, some businesses have been better than others, and you never can take your eye off the ball. I mean, like my Andrew Charles line was such a great line, and so
yes.
great things were happening with it, but, yeah, it just didn't explode like it, you know, financially it didn't work.
Okay.
But I might launch it again.
Yes. So, what are you doing now? I mean, you say you might launch Andrew Trump. What's now? What's in the future for you, Andy Hilfiger? What's in your future? What do you see in business?
Well, I'm kind of more of a my whole business model now is I'm not producing product. I'm just doing
okay.
deals like – Or and I'm also consulting with on the Nicki Minaj collection and Adam Levine. But
okay.
what I'm doing is if you're a designer or I'm like a manager. If you're a designer or
okay.
a celebrity, I will take you to the right manufacturing and oversee the brand. It's more like branding.
Branding. Okay.
To manufacture and ship and warehouse and all this stuff, it's not easy.
Not easy. It's a lot of work.
So, you know, people are really set up for that and really good at that.
Okay.
The Tommy Hilfiger company was sold, I don't know, 8 years ago to a company called
okay.
Phillips Van Heusen, and they also own Calvin Klein and Tommy and Izod and some other brands, although Tommy is still the main guy behind it.
Okay.
Somebody else manufactures it and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, is there anything that you have not done in fashion or music that you like to do? Is there anybody you haven't worked with that you'd like to work with?
Well, of course. I mean, there's a lot of people I'd like to work with.
Okay. Right.
My friend Mark Ronson, I actually did work with him, but I just want to tell you a story about this guy that was like one of our first models and DJs for Tommy Jeans. Now he has the number one song in the world.
Oh, okay.
He has
all
that
right.
Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars.
Oh, wow. Okay, I've heard that a lot. Okay, wonderful. Okay. Well, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And can I give them your website, or would you rather I not?
Oh, that's fine. It's andyhilfiger.com. Or andyhilfigerentertainment.com.
Okay. All right, everyone. That's
yeah.
the website.
And also go to Star Branding. Starbranding.com is where you can see a lot of the brands we work with from Jennifer Lopez to Nikki, Steven, a lot of them that we've done are up there.
Mr. Hilford, it just cut off that second. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So how does I sound, minutes. Angela?
You sounded great, Mr. Hilford. I mean, you sounded really great.
Call me Andy.
Interview. Andy. Okay, I just wish I had had more time.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad.